back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank, and our announcer was
Batman.
Which
is perfect for this show.
That's right. Because we're talking Comic-Con.
That's right.
The Rent and
Ren-Con.
And we've got Brian Morris here, who's the founder and director of Rent and Comic-Con. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Yeah. That sounds a lot more impressive than it probably really is.
Well, you know, being the founder of anything is always a lot more hard work than people know that
right.
It is.
Oh, you
I can tell you.
Absolutely.
I definitely know that. And I'm sitting here looking at all these Wonder Woman costumes that I want to get.
And for our listeners who are just tuning in, we're talking about the Ren-Con, the Renton Comic-Con that's coming up September 15th and 16th in Renton. But Brian, where's this? Tell us about this event. Where is it being held? And
confuse everybody.
Yeah.
Let's confuse.
We got the Renton part. I suppose
if we just drive around and look
for people wearing funny outfits.
Here's where it gets confusing.
So we're kind of, up until this point, we've kind of been a gypsy convention. So the first year we were in Renton at the Red Lion Inn, then we moved to downtown Renton for the second year. And we outgrew our facilities because we are one of the fastest growing cons in the Northwest. So we moved down to Tukwila, and we're going to be holding it in the brand new Inner Urban Hotel. We're taking over the entire hotel, every single floor of it.
Are you serious? The entire thing?
The entire hotel.
That's a big hotel.
Yeah. So every single space in that hotel is going to be utilized for vendors and artists and panels and all that kind of stuff that goes
right across the street from my office.
I know, it's right.
I have no excuse not to be
exactly.
there.
Exactly. You totally need to go cruise by.
The Interurban, Hotel Interurban, it's on East Marginal Way, or excuse me, East.
Yeah.
Andover Park East in Tukwila, just about two blocks away from South Center Mall.
Yeah.
Great hotel. They've got a really, I'm just going to put in a plug for them, good happy hour and a good breakfast.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They have
never inviting me to that one.
you guys know they have their own robot, too.
I did not know that.
They
have their own robot that's programmed. So if you get a room in there, you can actually get room service and a robot will bring it to you.
Oh.
That's kind of fun.
Isn't that cool?
I like it.
It's actually programmed. It'll go up in the elevators by itself. It'll find your room.
And nice.
It's not gigantic. You can't order a 10-course meal, but you can order.
It's not like a Roomba that the cats riding on them either, I suppose.
Nah. Banging into the wall, knocking your food all over.
It's about the size of a large garbage can.
Well, that's all it's got to be.
Cool.
It's just bringing trays.
Yeah, it'll talk to you, and you could give it orders, and it'll go back and get stuff.
Probably don't have to tip it either.
I probably not.
No, that's a good point. Very good question.
What do you do with the tips? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So, you're going to be at the Hotel Interurban.
Yep.
But you also have some other stuff going on, though.
We do. We also have a footprint at South Center Mall, which is we are super excited about.
What do you mean by footprint?
So we've actually taken over one of the storefronts.
Okay.
4,000 square feet in South Center Mall.
That's a good size space.
Yeah. It's on the second floor, right just next to JCPenney.
Okay. All right. So on the east side?
Yeah, kind of on the east side.
Okay.
It's going to be hard to miss because we've got costumes on the window displays. We've got big signs up.
Oh, yeah.
And every weekend.
That's going to be super popular.
Yeah. From every weekend from now until and through the con, it'll be open. And we're going to have sponsors that will be doing stuff like virtual sports there where you can go in and experience a VR game or.
Nice.
Playing some video games. They're going to have panels there. We're going to have an actual Frem Boeing, an actual astronaut spacesuit on display that you can go and take a look at.
Fine.
So it's going to be a lot of moving pieces, a lot of stuff that will be going on at that
very
place.
Interactive.
Yeah, very
interactive.
Which
is what you want.
Yeah, and everybody can come in and get a taste of what RenCon is like there.
Yeah.
You can actually buy your passes there as well to go to.
Oh, good.
To the RenCon as well, to the convention.
Now, so let's talk about that. So is there a benefit to purchasing in advance, or are you guys expecting a whole lot of people at the door?
We are encouraging people to buy as soon as you can.
Yeah. Always better because then you know what space you need for everything, right?
Yeah, and it just helps us get an idea of what to plan for crowds and people and stuff.
Yeah.
And
because there's a lot of management involved in all of that.
And you can get your tickets on the day, but we're just encouraging people. And some of the tickets are limited. So, like, if you want to get a VIP pass, In fact, one of the cool specials that we're doing right now is that if you want to come to the con, you have your weekend pass, mm-hmm. and you go, hey, I'd like to stay in that new inner urban hotel and order the robot room service up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You get upgraded to a VIP pass.
Ticket. Oh, very cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it.
So, but those are limited because there's only a certain amount of rooms. There's only a certain amount of VIP tickets. So buy now, buy early, get your tickets ready.
I see you've got a hotel discount available. Yep. If people. So, okay. So for our listeners, it's RentonCityComicCon.com that you want to go to for the website. And that's where you'll find under the buy tickets today. It has the VIP, full access, Saturday only, Sunday only. It actually says kids 10 and under free.
Exactly. So you want to bring your family to an event, and if you have kids under 10, yeah, mom or dad or both have to pay for the tickets. But the kids can come in and enjoy the entire con. And if you want to go and experience a con without paying, you can actually go and get a taste of it at the South Center Mall and go and look at our footprint there.
See if you like it.
That's free.
Okay.
You don't have to cause now, anything to go and experience that.
Let's say someone's new to this whole,
it's your gateway
whole
drug.
Comic-Con sort of an environment. And can we show up and not be dressed up?
Oh, sure.
Can we? Yeah. Is there an age typical demographic for the cons?
You have to have a heartbeat and breathing, but that's about it.
Okay. So who's your, like, you have.
It's all ages.
It's all ages. You have young kids that are taking part of it. Sure. And then.
Imagine if you have a whole family come as the Incredibles.
Right. Well, yeah.
Actually, you'll show up at a con and you'll have kids, you'll have families, you'll have people in their 20s and 30s, you'll have people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that will show up and go to these things. We have a whole contingency of people, elderly people, who love to go to these cons, and strangely enough, they still like to do the cosplay for some of them. So age is
That's strange. People just...
Sure.
They just love it.
Yeah.
And why would you not? Because you think about somebody who's in that age demographic, and when comic books really started coming out.
Yeah.
They were the leaders.
Pre-internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
So really pre-television in some cases.
Well, yeah, when you used to read your comic books at home and all. I read them when I was a kid.
Oh, I had a massive collection of Mad Magazine.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure it surprised you.
We had them too, but that's not quite these, but yeah.
I know, but still.
Could be. So if you want to go as those weird dark characters with the pointy noses, those things creep me out all the time, the black and white guys.
There's not an age requirement. There's no limits on who's going to show up. We've really designed this so that anybody who can walk in the door is going to find something they can enjoy.
Yeah. What if they can't walk in the door? Is it also ADA friendly?
Yep, because it's a brand new hotel, so everything's ADA friendly.
Well, that's good to know, because everybody likes to dress up.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they'll be able to accommodate no matter what you got.
So all the panels are accessible to anybody, even at South Center Mall. Oh, I'll tell you one of the other cool things. At the mall, we've actually rented out one of the theaters there, the AMC Theater at South Center Mall, for... an amazing thing that we're one of the very first cons to ever do. We've actually produced our own original content. So,
That's right. I heard about there's a movie premiere.
Yeah, it's called Jameson, and it's a short film.
And it's not the whiskey.
No.
Scotch.
But there actually is
whiskey. Whatever it is. It's the same thing.
But so we decided we wanted to do something different. What is no other con doing? And we actually got a Hollywood team production team together. So we have writers and directors and producers and film crews and special effects experts. In fact, one of the makeup artists was the same makeup artist who worked on the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. He was one of the consultants.
I love that movie.
And we got all these professionals together and actually created our own original movie that's going to be premiering at RenCon. Now, it already
Now, which day?
It's going to be on Saturday.
Okay. So if you want to see it, you got to be there on Saturday.
It was premiered down at Holly Shorts down in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be probably hitting some other festivals around. But we're really excited about it because it's a prelude to other things that we want to produce in the future as a con.
Awesome.
So, and if you get your VIP tickets, you get optimal seating and some other cool stuff in your goodie bag.
So where are they going to do the premiere at? Is it at South Center?
It's going to be, we've rented
at the mall.
The theater.
At the theater.
The movie theater.
Okay, the AMC, right?
Yep, AMC Theater.
Okay, AMC Theater. Sorry, I'm just giving them a little bit of a plug. That happens to be who they are.
Yeah. And so we've rented out the theater for the day, and we're going to be showing it there along with some of the cool science panels. If you want to see the NASA He'll be there. I think that's where we're going to have the robot.
There's one guy from NASA.
Yeah, Stephen Smith.
He's NASA.
Yeah, he is. He is the voice of NASA because he travels all over the world for NASA doing this stuff.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, he's
cool.
A very cool guy. We're also bringing in local high school teams to do robotic competitions.
Excellent.
Lovely.
That's gonna be fun. From my alma mater, Kent Ridge, and yep. also from
Renton Lindbergh. Has one, aren't they? Yeah, okay, there Lindbergh. You go, Lindbergh. Yep.
So it's going to have some cross-school rivalries, and we're going to be doing some robotic competitions.
It's going to be our own Big Bang Theory kind of
event. Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
The robots won't have chainsaws or flamethrowers, but they'll be still cool to do something.
Are you sure?
I tried to talk him into it, but no, they can't do that.
Probably don't let the kids play with that.
Yeah. So,
not publicly.
Jameson, we actually have it listed up on Facebook and various places.
Well, when we post this as our follow-up, we're going to get a copy of that from you guys. So we'll also have it with this show and all those materials. So we'll have the website, the trailer, links to passes, all that kind of good stuff too. So but of course, most everybody will probably still just go to RentonCityComicCon.com, or if you just Google or Bing it or whatever you want to do, RentonCom.
Right. Now, Brian, you also mentioned that Virtual Sports had something to do with this. Are you using their facility?
That's for the VIP party. Yeah.
Oh, you got to. Okay, so tell us.
They did
about
it last year too.
Yeah, Friday night from 7 to midnight, we have a big VIP party where you, again, this is kind of a little unusual for cons, but all of our top VIP guests are going to be there. You get to go up, you can talk with them, actually sit down and have a beer with them and talk with them and whatever you want to talk with them about. Play games with them. I mean, you know, you said, you're one of my heroes. You get to actually go up and you can play laser tag with them.
Oh, fun.
So it's going to be a real blast.
Well, and on the website, you have a list of a lot of the people who are going to be there as, you know, speakers and, you know, who. So I don't always know all the names. So I'm sure there's some that are on here that I guess if I knew who they were, maybe I'd be more awestruck.
Yeah.
So but are there some that are specific on your list of people who are attending that you're just super excited?
Well, one of my good friends, his name is Kenneth Calhoun. He was one of the lead makeup artists on Guardians of the Galaxies.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be coming and tell us about that. There's a plethora of them on there that are just super exciting to see.
Okay, well, we've got a little bit more to talk about on this when we get back here on Open House with Team Reba.
Stay tuned. More Open House of Team Reba. We'll be back right after this brief set of messages.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.